site or on-site today?
As of right now, we are going to try to go outside. So, but Matt Klein is not the best weatherman, so we'll see how it goes. We saw his performance last week when we tried to go outside. I mean, it doesn't look like, from looking out the window, we can go outside, but he's pretty confident we can go outside.
The field dries out that fast.
Oh, yeah, no, the field's not an issue. I mean, the field's excellent. So the field will absorb the rain that we've had, since last night. It'll be more about, what's in the area. Lightning and is really what I always watch for.
Mike, what did you think of yesterday's practice with your young group?
Yesterday's practice was a good practice. I mean, it's like a lot of things. You go through the meetings, you got the corrections, and you have some different looks that you always are looking to teach off of. But the repeated mistakes are the ones you got to get. You want to see these young guys, or you want to see your whole football team get rid of. And we have another opportunity today, and we have 2 minutes today, so we're still trying to grind through these different situations and having the unit period, the review periods there still at the end, just to make sure we're cleaning everything up that these the young players have had through installs 1 through 8. So I thought the quality of work was pretty good, and the quantity was, as far as the workload, was excellent.
At the end of these 3 days, could this group play a game? I mean, if you had to go play a game with this group after these 3 days, would they know enough from what you've installed so far?
Oh, shoot. Press conference 101 would tell you to say no right now, so I'll stick to the book.
Mike, just how much more prepared are these new players when they come in through your offseason programs today versus, maybe even when you started, to hit training camp and be right on pace with the veterans and everything else that you need when you go forward?
Definitely. I think you have generations of pro football that you look at in different times, and I know in my opinion throughout my career, I would say the last six, seven years, you look what technology's done and how it's available in the college game and how they're able to transition mentally as far as what they need to do. I mean, you can laugh at Madden football and things like that. I mean, these guys are a lot more in tune with scheme and recognition, learning new languages, technology with it's the Skyping of the coaches, particularly with the players that are on a quarters program. So, I mean, there's so many improvements or resources to bridge that gap. And that's, so I would definitely say the player coming out of college today has a little bit easier time transitioning than prior years.
Mike, Brett Hundley getting all these reps is obviously good, his quarterbacking skills, but how important is this for his leadership skills so that the team, if he does have to take over, believes in him, demonstrates the ability for guys to follow him, things like that?
Well, it's clearly one of the most important things. The quarterback position has to experience not only getting the quality reps of particularly the team periods, throwing with a full pass rush, just having the full speed coverage in the secondary. But the command of the huddle, the command in the quarterback room, the command of the conversations that go on at practice, that's really where a lot of the growing goes on with the quarterback and the other positions. So these reps are valuable for all these young players, but you can't buy these reps for the quarterback. So it's extremely important from a leadership standpoint.
Speaking of quarterbacks, what do you think you might have in your rookies, Callahan and Williams? I know you haven't had Williams for too long here, but
They're getting better. Both those guys. Joe's been here longer, so he's really picked it up. He's doing a really good job. There's a number of things fundamentally, just starting with his ball carriage, the way he carried the football. So he's a playmaker. I think he's going to be fun to watch once the games start, but just playing in the structure and as far as playing in the pocket and then getting out of the pocket, he transitions to that very well, and really the language part for both those guys is the biggest hurdle. So we're not doing a lot of signaling and things like that, so our nonverbal communication is at a minimum, so that's a little bit of a disadvantage for these guys. of what we're asking them to do at the line of scrimmage. So the fact that they're, you know, it's all pretty much verbal communication is a big challenge. And I think they're handling it very well.
And Mike, you mentioned the press conference 101 book. The football 101 book has changed some with different rules changes and stuff. Roethlisberger apparently said today that he wants the Steelers to go for two on every play. Drew Brees just said that he thinks the Saints could convert more than half of them. Where do you kind of stand on the two-point conversion with the change on the extra point distance and stuff? Is that still an evolving thing for you as an offensive coach?
Well, I definitely agree with Ben and Drew. And I think especially with Aaron being our quarterback. So I would have zero issue as an offensive coach going for it every single time just because of the way we're built. The confidence we have in our tight red zone plan and your 2-point plan and the volume of what you would need to go the whole course of the year, I'm comfortable that we could attain that very easily. But I think you have to look at the whole picture too. You look at the defense, you got to look at the development of your special teams and so forth. So I think there's a little more to the question than can we score more than 50%. But because I definitely agree with what Ben and Drew are both saying, because I definitely would have the confidence to go after a defense and win more than 50% of them.
Mike, for a younger player or guy who's new to the position, how does the learning curve an inside linebacker compare to other positions on the defense?
I would say inside linebacker, safety are probably the biggest challenge for our defense, and I think the obvious is the communication responsibility that they have. So, we don't line up in, just a few, one or two fronts and a couple coverages and have a lot of adjustments. We kind of have a lot of adjustments with a good, good size volume. Our volume has decreased on defense over the years, but, our adjustments to what we're trying to take away from the offense has increased. So the pre-snap, winning the pre-snap has been a focus for us, throughout our whole football team. And the inside linebacker position is the key communicator.
You think it might go for two more this year, and you expect to have to defend against that a lot more too this year?
Well, we practice it a lot more. I think it was evident in training camp. It's evident just the way we train our football team. So the defense, we got to make sure they're prepared for it, and we're prepared to go for it. So it's definitely part of our training.
I realize Blake hasn't had to tackle anybody yet, but has Martinez been kind of what you thought he might be?
Yeah, Blake's he's done a heck of a job. He feels very natural. As always, you want to see the pads on and so forth. But the thing I've been impressed with, not only the way he's – two things, the way he's picked it up and the way he communicates, he seems very comfortable in the scheme. But, the way he recognizes, he has very good recognition for a young player.
What type of plan is there in place for Eddie after this weekend to make sure that he doesn't go back up or anything with the progress that he has made?
Well, Eddie Lacy, just really like our whole football team. You have your program, you have the internal, and then obviously with the rules and regulations of the CBA, every player is responsible for their 5 weeks. And with that, there's a plan, there's communication of the plan and expectations of all of our players. So Eddie in particular, I hope he definitely goes with the plan that he used this year as opposed to last year. So he's just like all of our guys. Our strength coach and our nutritionist, Adam and Mark, both are, we have programs for our guys. There's communication on where they're going to work, who they're going to work with. There's a lot of great programs out there, and there's relationships that we're involved in some of those guys. So all of our players need to take care of business over the next 5 weeks.
Mike, what did you see the final stretch last year with John Crockett, and how valuable is this time for him right now? I know he missed, many camps last year.
John getting the opportunity to Crockett there at the Detroit game, went in and gave us some juice, a lot of energy. But it's and we just had this conversation yesterday. His redshirt year is over. He needs to make an impact. He needs to show up on special teams. He's kind of trying to find his way a little bit as far as where he needs to play at weight wise and so forth. So He's done a lot of good things, but you know he's going into his second training camp, so he needs to detail his work and take advantage of these opportunities. Because those two young guys behind him, I'm excited to see them run the ball when we get the pads on.
Joked with us yesterday when we were talking about Skype and stuff that old Dom needed some help setting it up. And I know he'll go home to Florida and draw up some plays that your quality control guys will then have to enter into the computer and stuff. So I know he's old school, but I know how highly you regard him too. Even though maybe he's from a previous generation, why is he such a valuable coach and why do you have so much belief in him?
Dom Capers is an outstanding person and he's an outstanding football coach. I mean, I don't think you even need to go beyond that. So we all understand that the computer age, technology, the efficiency and time management and the benefits of it. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, I still carry the notepad around. I still carry the notebook. I like to write things down. And, you know, when you look at time efficiency on what you do still write and is what you do with the computer, I think you just got to kind of find a balance there. And that's what he does. And frankly, Dom likes to write everything out because that's his mental reps, you know. And he's our salary cap's taking a huge hit for the number of highlighters that he uses because he's just wearing them out left and right up there. But that's his process. And I don't know why you'd ever want to interrupt that.